This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Nice positive day. Weather and the macros play a role, starting with the beans. Beans had a nice gain. Weather in South Brazil is pretty dry. They still got 10% of their harvest left, so they could bring their crop down further than 146 that Brazilian people think it is right now. Corn, they've got planting delays in the Midwest, which could imply less corn and more beans going in. That's buoyed the corn up. And the wheat market, the rains in southern Russia, not quite as widespread as they thought, so that's got the wheat on the upside. The macro factor helping the markets was the less than hawkish remarks from Jerome Powell yesterday, the Fed Reserve. He seemed to indicate that there's not going to be no increases, and that interest rate decreases are still on the table, as he put it, between now and the end of the year. The market liked the sound of that and rallied pretty hard, and that helped the market buoy the market as well.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At the close, July corn up 9 even at 4.59 and 3 quarters. July soybean shot up 28 and 3 quarters at 11.99 even. July soybean meal followed up 15.90 with 3.64.90. July soybean oil down 2 cents at 43.24. On the Merc, June live cattle followed suit up 2.95 at 176.80. May feeders up 2.17 at 243.60. May lean hogs up 5 cents at 93.07. Pork cutout down 32 cents at 120 cents, and May Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 18.32. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.